If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hello, baby. Hello, Reg. Getting comfortable here. A few little neck revolutions. Just loosening my neck up for some reason. Yeah, it gets tight in the winter. You know, you're always tight. You gotta try to stay loose. The weather makes you tight. It makes you hunker down, you know? See, winter doesn't do much for you in terms of your appetite. Once again, loving that submarine sandwiches. What would this podcast be without Reggie the producer eating his submarine sandwich as we record? That's how you know we're ready to go, when you have your submarine sandwich. We'll put that down, check the levels here. Needles seem to be bouncing in the good spots here, so I'm sure they're bouncing in the same spots there. So let's just do this thing, put it down in the book. Episode 196, as if we got a little closer to 200 here, huh? All right, let's do this thing. Ready? Three S's. Star, smile, strong. Here we go. Ready, Reg? 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNplus.com or wherever you download and find your favorite podcast. If you do go to another platform, don't forget to subscribe to that platform and rate this podcast. And the most important thing is that you listen. The second most important thing is that you tell your friends you listen. Share it. Send them an email. Send them a link. Send them a message. Whatever it is, tell them that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and there is nothing you would do to miss it each week. 1 hour a week is all I ask for. Or is it? That's going to be the topic of our podcast today. If you like what you're listening to, don't forget, when you go to WGNplus.com, you can go to the entertainment prompt and then go to the Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic prompt, where you will find all previous 195 episodes, which, of course, means you are in the middle of enjoying episode number 196, as we get closer and closer and closer to the big 200, which now it doesn't even take a math wizard, which certainly qualifies me to realize that that will happen sometime in March. Number 200. Or will it be April 1st, now that I think about it? I don't know. I think there's 4 weeks in March, so I think we're covered. Well, I mean, there's always 4 weeks, but I think actually there's 31 days, and so there's actually 4 full weeks of almost a fifth week, if you count it, in March in terms of when April 1st comes. I don't know what I'm saying, but I think it's March. Let's just put it that way. So, interesting topic. I had a different topic, actually, prepared for today. And as I say on a regular basis, when I started this podcast now, 196 episodes ago, and almost, 4 years ago in May will be the fourth anniversary of this podcast. My goal was to create an ongoing dialogue with the audience, a place for you to come at your leisure, at your choice, whenever, at your convenience, whatever time or whatever day or whenever the spirit moved you, whether it's 2 in the afternoon or 2 in the morning, to come here. And hopefully this podcast is a place where you get some information and some entertainment and some fun and some interesting perspectives and takes on things. And I always try to be very honest and share what's going on in my life with you. And my main goal has always been, whenever I've been on the radio or on the podcast, to create a relationship and to create a dialogue. Is that, and that's why I tell you that the past podcasts are available, because I often will refer back to podcasts of a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even a couple of years ago, if it is pertinent to a current topic. And that's the goal. Hopefully, the more I share with you, the more you understand who I am and what I like and dislike. And maybe that makes you interested to listen every week to say, well, what the heck is he going to talk about this week? Or something does happen in the world. Wow, I wonder if Jim's going to talk about X this week on the podcast. And wonder what he'll have to say. So that's the goal, is to create a dialogue and to share from this side to your side. Now, as I've said also, what I love the most about radio, live radio, is the ability to interact immediately. And we don't have that here on the podcast. I record these at all different times on different days, and so we don't have that interactive quality, which I do miss, and which I do think is at least from my standpoint as a broadcaster, is kind of a disadvantage. Many people who get into podcasting, especially these days now, almost everybody has a podcast. Many of them are not, or never have been, professional broadcasters, and so this is the only medium that they know, and so it's fine. But for those of us who have been and do broadcast on two larger audiences on a regular basis, it's a different animal. It's the same in some ways, but also different in another, in others. I enjoy podcasting. It's a nice way to keep in touch with you, the listener. Hopefully, the group of people that I initially was able to attract and entertain, I guess, and grow and nurture, and on my time regularly on the radio, most specifically on WGN. For several years in the afternoon drive, and even over the last several years appearing on WGN on a somewhat regular basis as a fill-in. Hopefully my goal is to expand on that relationship and hopefully keep in touch with that core group. And if there is an audience that discovers me one way or the other, as I said at the top, to tell your friends, or maybe people are just scrolling around and finding this podcast somewhere and they decide to listen on a regular basis, all the better. It's the whole idea of growing a community, right? And communicating and sharing with as many people as possible. And so, yes, I certainly enjoy the podcasting experience, but at the same time, it is very different in my view from broadcasting on a live type of platform. But the podcast certainly does offer some advantages that live radio does not. In my view, there are some disadvantages, as I said earlier, the lack of interaction immediately with the audience, the timeliness. I record these ahead of time before they're posted, so some time may pass. I try to be as timely as possible with my topic so that they're not too dated, but hopefully, you know, nothing happens. Sometimes it does. Sometimes more news will break on a topic after I record the podcast. And once again, not much I can do about that. So that's a disadvantage of the podcast from my standpoint. But the advantage of the podcast is something that I would like to talk about. in reference to something that I also ask for from you, the listener. Not only am I appreciative of your loyalty and your devotion, if you are a regular listener and have been for a long time, or you're a recent discoverer of the podcast, thank you so much for taking the time. And as I've said many times, if to make up for that void of the ability to communicate back and forth, at the very least, I do have a Facebook page, and I do post the podcast on there, a link to it, 3 times a week, so this way you have access to it. It reminds you. I usually post it on Monday when it first is available, and then I post it on my Facebook page on Wednesday and Friday as just a convenience and a reminder for those who may not have gone there the first day, or may have forgotten in your busy week, as well as certainly an opportunity for people that are visiting my Facebook page for any reason who may not be aware I have a podcast. So I certainly do use my Facebook page in that way to help promote my podcast, as I do when I am going to appear on the radio and a fill-in or a guest on the radio. I will certainly promote that as soon as I find out, and the few days leading up to it, just so people are aware. And I will do that on a daily basis as it leads up to that date. Once again, purely as a convenience. Some people visit my Facebook page every day, and sometimes they may not. And so a lot of times people don't scroll down to past days. So that's why, just like with the podcast, I will post any appearances that I'm going to be doing on the radio, whether fill-in or guest spots, on a regular basis leading up to it. So in case you didn't visit my Facebook page on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but you did on Thursday, you'll see it. Or maybe you weren't on until you didn't look at my Facebook page until the day before, and you didn't go back. So it's from my standpoint, it's a nice promotional tool, and it's a nice way to just and if you're on my Facebook page every day, and you see this this little posting about my upcoming thing, and you've seen it the day before, well, then just disregard it. It's not for you. It's for those who have not seen it yet, who maybe have not been on my page for the last 2 or 3 days. So that's why I do that, once again, as a way to stay connected to you, the listener. And you are certainly free to send me feedback on what you think about either my podcast, a certain podcast, or a podcast in general, or a recent appearance. As I said, on those postings, you're free to post there and make a comment, ask a question, and I usually respond. And I do appreciate and do take your comments and your feedback seriously. I certainly consider it all. Sometimes I do take a suggestion and put it into practice if I think that it's something that I may not have thought of, and I think is a good idea. But at the very least, I will certainly read it and consider it and respond. So by all means, if you are a regular listener to the podcast and you've got anything to say, positive or negative, don't be afraid. This is a podcast for you and me. And as I said before, hopefully it is a dialogue. And since this is recorded, the best way that we can have that dialogue, perhaps, is after the podcast. You can make a comment on my Facebook page where the posting is for that podcast. And as I said, I post it 3 times a week, so you certainly can't miss it. So I did have another topic, which I'm going to do next week. But in this past week, exactly what I'm just saying occurred. I did get a response to the last podcast I did, number 195, which came out last week, which was posted, and it was talking about the Oscar ceremonies. And I was speaking with our regular contributor on the podcast, Emily Arminetti, and we were talking about the entire ceremony. And this year there was a lot of things going on that were of interest. The Super Bowl halftime show, the surprise winner of both the Best Picture as well as the Best International Foreign Film, being for the first time in history, the opening dance song sequence. Did I say the halftime show? That's wrong. I think of the Super Bowl. I mean the opening song. The fact that it had no host. A lot of things about this year's and what can be done next year and what can be done in the future. So we got into quite a few subtopics within the topic of the Oscar shows with Emily. And so a regular, very loyal listener of the podcast sent a message, because that podcast usually... my podcasts are an hour long, and that's for the most part the average time of a podcast. Some are shorter, some are a little longer, but most, for some reason, when the podcast developed, an hour became the accepted time. I don't know how that happened. I mean, everything just sort of happened, and maybe just people felt like, you know, an hour is enough to talk about one subject, and an hour is enough for people to listen at one time. And so, for whatever reason, there was this arbitrary number of an hour, which is fine, and which I have, for the most part, stuck with. But episode number 195 did run almost an hour and 45 minutes long. And so this listener complained about the length of the podcast. And his reasons were that he felt that, that he likes to listen to an hour podcast. He doesn't like to listen for longer than that. And he feels that an hour is a good time, a good length for a podcast. Now, perhaps those are all valid points, and perhaps that is true for everybody. I don't know. Maybe in many ways we are conditioned to think that a podcast should be an hour because that's what they have been for a long time. I certainly respect his opinion, and he certainly is able to, or should listen to the podcast for as long as he wants. And if he feels it he's not interested anymore, he doesn't have the time, then he can shut it off. From my standpoint, and I've always tried to be as honest and transparent with you, the listener. That's how I believe we create a nice dialogue and a friendship, if you can call that. What I do believe is the essence of a podcast. What it does provide in terms of an advantage over broadcast radio, live radio, is freedom. A podcast provides freedom. And what's unique about it, it's a freedom for both the podcaster, me, as well as the podcast listener, you. Because unlike commercial radio, which has a lot of responsibilities in terms, especially in terms of time constraints, with commercials and live reads where there's live commercials and elements like traffic or news or breaking news or weather and things like that, which eat up time on a show. Here, we are free of that. I hit the record button and off I go. No need to stop. So from a creative standpoint, from my standpoint, the podcaster, tremendous freedom not having to worry of looking at a clock for the most part. I do try to keep it at an hour because that seems to be, as I said before, the generally accepted time for a podcast. But at the same time, it doesn't really have to be an hour. And that's the freedom, the creative freedom that a podcast does provide. On commercial radio, you are bound by so many of these time constraints that within a half hour of real time on the clock, from the top of the hour to the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes, probably on a major commercial station, there's really about 15 or 16 minutes of real content. And the other 14 or 15 minutes are other elements, mostly commercials and live commercials, or as I said before, news and things like that. But real content of the show with the host talking to you, the listener, maybe about 15 minutes for a half hour, which then expanded is about a half hour for an hour of radio time. Whereas here, on the podcast, if you have an hour podcast, for the most part, it's an hour of pure content, which is a great freedom. Not to have to look at that clock and wonder, oh, I have to get this wrapped up because I have to go to a commercial, or I have to go and do a live commercial read here, or I have to go to the newsroom. That there is a pressure to that. You have an idea in mind for a segment, which, as I said, really, if you only do a one segment with a person, that's 8 minutes. If you do two segments, that's 15 minutes. Takes a half hour on the clock, but it's only really 15 minutes of content. And it's broken up by commercials. So you have 8 and 8. So if you've got a lot to talk about or you want to get a lot into, you think 8 minutes should be enough. But if there's a nice conversation going and a nice free flowing of information back and forth between the interviewee and the interviewer, you'd be surprised how fast 8 minutes goes by. And you sometimes ask a question and it starts to lead into another place and you go into some interesting areas that you certainly want to explore with that person. And suddenly you look down at your notes and you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't get a chance, or I haven't gotten a chance to talk about, you know, B, C, D, and E. So far, all I've talked about is A. Interesting stuff, but B, C, and D are also interesting, and that's information I want to get out there. And so many times you have to speed up an interview. You have to cut someone off as quick as you can in order to get to the next question. Or sometimes you ask that person a question in order to for them to provide that answer of information that you do want to convey to the audience, but you let the other person do it because they are, in quotes, the expert. So you sort of tee up the question in order for them to give that information that you already know, but you want them to offer it as your guest and as the expert. And sometimes they will do exactly that, but sometimes they won't. And so you now have to find a way to get that information in. And so sometimes you do have to cut them off and say something because they're not saying what you had hoped that they said or would say about this topic, and you believe that that's important information, as well as the information, hopefully, that they're sharing on their own as well. So there's a lot of elements that go in here, and all that's going on at the same time, that dynamic of this conversation, which you want to make it sound as natural and bring your own personal questioning and inquisitiveness to the thing, or follow up on a question or a comment that they make that, once again, you may never even have thought of until they just made a point which arouses your curiosity. And all that time, you have to keep in mind as the interviewer that you are speaking for the audience. You are trying to take the place of, be a substitute for what the audience would be interested in, what the audience may be thinking, what the audience may want to ask that guest. And so all that's going on in your head, and a clock is also ticking. So yeah, there's a lot of pressures that go on to make sure that that interview with somebody is all that you want it to be in terms of ultimately the sharing of information and the sharing of important information or important views or opinions that you would like to share with the audience. And as I said, on commercial radio, it's in 8-minute little segments that you have to, you know, make sure that all those bases are covered. As I said, sometimes you have two segments enough, you know, two segments. So hopefully it will come out within those two segments. But you're always looking at the clock. But here with a podcast, from the podcaster's view, there's a great freedom. Yes, you try to keep it within an hour because that's the accepted time, but no clocks, no constraints. And from my standpoint, when I especially am talking with somebody, I like to let a topic or a conversation develop organically. I'll bring up the topic, bring up a couple of points, and then we start to have a conversation. I have a few bullet points here in terms of, you know, topics or statements or issues that I'd like to talk about within the broader topic, but I certainly don't have it all scripted out. I don't have every question because I'm listening. In this case, we'll say this podcast of last week, we're talking about the Oscars. I bring up a topic. I talked about it with Emily, and then she stated some information, some of her opinions, and I will listen to those and jump on those. I have no idea. We don't script. We don't even talk to one another during the week. So we are having a in-the-moment conversation. And so she may say something I never even thought of, and I will pick up on that, and maybe we go off into a direction that I never expected to go into. But I still want to touch on, as I said earlier, those other topics of B, C, D, and E. Well, the great thing, creatively, about the podcast is that I can get to B, C, D, and E without worrying about that clock. I mean, yes, I want to keep things interesting and lively and compelling. And I think a lot of times it's fun to listen to two people who are enjoying a conversation. Even if it's not your cup of tea, if they're passionate about it, if they're talking with great enthusiasm and they're passing along some information to you and some opinions that you may have never thought of, I don't think you necessarily look at the clock. And if you do, well, then I guess it's not as compelling of as a conversation as you hope it would be. But I like to, on the podcast, I like to let a conversation or a topic develop organically and go places that both I want it to go, and the best parts of a conversation is when it goes to areas that I never expected it to go. Because then it means that I'm asking questions based on what the other person is talking about, and now I'm naturally inquisitive, and so hopefully new information will come out that I wasn't even expecting. And it could be important, it could be silly, it could be fun, it could be entertaining, whatever it is. It's those happy detours that happen that sometimes make the most compelling of parts of a conversation or interview. And it's those detours that a podcast does allow from the creative side, from the podcaster side. So I make no excuses for that. Now, as I said, this regular listener said, you know, that he only likes to listen for an hour, or even, you know, some people say even less than an hour is perfect. Well, that's great. In your mind, that's perfect. And you are free to listen for as much as you want. I talked about freedom. It's two-way street on podcasts. There's a freedom of the podcaster me to talk about whatever topic I want and to let it, as I said before, develop and flow and go in any direction that I want it to go, and hopefully also make a few side trips along the way. If I can get all that done within an hour, great. Sometimes it takes a little longer. In my view, that's how long it took to do it creatively. And without the time constraints of real radio, that's a nice thing to have from this side of the microphone, to really feel that you can fully talk about and explore a topic or a conversation with someone and not be limited by a clock necessarily. I certainly do keep an eye on the running time, looking at it right now. As I'm talking, it says 30 minutes. Okay. I know in my head I have another 30 minutes or so to talk to you, but there's no, the recorder's not going to shut off. If I feel that I've said whatever I have to say, I could be done in 35 minutes. It's up to me, right? But as I said, it's two-way street in terms of freedom. That's my view. When I'm doing a podcast, what makes it interesting on a regular basis for me to want to continue to do it is that freedom, is that ability to fully explore a topic and have fun with it and let it go in any direction that you want. That makes it interesting to me. If there were hard and fast time constraints, it may not be as fun. And I think that's one reason why I've been doing this for now 196 episodes and almost 4 years, because of that artistic freedom, because of what it does offer differently than broadcast radio. It does offer you a different outlet and a different kind of outlet, a different platform with its own drawbacks, as I said before, not the instant communication, as well as some advantages. The ability to create and let the creation become whatever it wants to be. You, the listener, have a freedom too, though. You, the podcast listener in the podcast world, have an amazing freedom. You do in radio too. You can shut the radio off anytime you want. You can change the station anytime you want. And those of us on live radio have no idea when you tune in and when you turn off. That's why many times you'll say, geez, why is this person always repeating and talking and you know, or saying things over a second or a third time? Because you may be listening to the interview or the discussion from the very beginning and saying, geez, you've already said that. Get on with it. But there might be someone just turning the radio on who didn't hear what was said before. And if you feel something was important, you repeat it, because the radio is a living, breathing thing where people are constantly turning on and off. Same thing with a podcast. It's a little more intimate in that, from the listener standpoint, you are going to a, like you are with a radio station, but still, you're going online. You are creating your own schedule. On radio, there's a certain time. You listen between, 3 and 7. That's when this certain person is on. With a podcast, what's part of your freedom? A, the listener's freedom is the ultimate programming dream. You can listen to a podcast anywhere at any time. No specific time that you have to listen to it, like you do on radio if you want to hear a specific person. So there's a great freedom from your standpoint. I listen to the podcast when I'm on the treadmill. I'm listening to my podcast when I'm doing the laundry. I'm listening to the podcast when I'm doing my gardening. You may have a specific time during your schedule on a daily basis, or perhaps maybe once a week. On one day, you listen to 3 or 4 podcasts. This is the freedom. You can listen whenever you want, for as long as you want, to whatever you want. So amazing amount of freedom that the podcast affords the listener. Unlike commercial radio, which is very, once again, regimented. This person's on from this time to this time, at least live. Now, a lot of stations do offer podcasts of the shows at later times too. But if you want to listen live, to have some kind of interaction, because it's inconvenient into your schedule, that's what you do with radio. Same thing here with podcasts, though. An added, elevated sense of complete freedom at 2 in the morning. If you have insomnia and you wake up, you can pick your favorite podcast and start listening to it. So real radio, broadcast radio, does not have that advantage for you on a regular basis. So, wow, talk about freedom from your end. The other side of the coin, or I mean another aspect of freedom for the listener, is your ability to listen to as many, as few podcasts as you'd like, and to listen to them in their entirety in one sitting, or listening to them in several sittings, or shutting it off and not listening to the whole thing at all, or listening to it again right after you listen to it. So based on how it grabs you and entertains you and informs you, you may stop listening after 5 minutes. You may listen to the entire thing. You may have thought it was so interesting you want to go back and listen to it immediately again. Once again, a new freedom that the podcast offers you that listening to live radio does not. So when in terms of the time, you control the time. The content is there by the podcaster. I throw that out there. I throw out the content to you, but you really are the person in control, because you can listen for 10 minutes or 50 minutes or 5 minutes, or you can continue to play it over and over again. My job is to provide you the content that's hopefully compelling enough that you listen to the whole thing. Hopefully so compelling that if it does go past this magic 1 hour number that is completely arbitrary, there's no schedule here. Unlike network television or radio, where you have a time shift. Once again, why does a podcast have to be an hour? Maybe because most people that doing podcasts maybe can't be entertaining or interesting for an hour. Did you ever think of that? That they're tapped out in an hour? That's why the hour? Well, where did the hour come from? There's no rules here. This is the internet. That's what the internet offers you. Complete freedom. So just because most podcasts are an hour doesn't mean that that's right or wrong. It doesn't mean that every podcast has to adhere to that. On network television, they have half-hour shows and hour shows because they try to get as much as they can in terms of advertising and schedules between the 6 o'clock news and the 10 o'clock news. From 7 to 10, at least on the central time, they get in as much programming or as much popular programming as they can to sell ads. And so you got half hour shows and hour shows. On the radio, 3 hour or 4 hour shifts for most shows live. But podcasts, there's no rules here. There doesn't need to be rules. That's what you're celebrating, the fact that there's no rules. You're time shifting. You're listening when you want, whenever, wherever. So why doesn't the podcaster have that same freedom to say, I'm going to go for an hour and a half? If you want to listen for the whole thing, that's great. If you want to listen for an hour, that's great too. You may miss some good stuff that last half hour, but that's your choice. I'm here just to provide content. Many times, you know, when you're in any kind of thing, that you're offering some kind of content. Talk to any writer. Talk to any editor. They would rather have, if they say, I would like a story that is 500 words, they would rather that you write 750 words so they can edit it down. I'd rather have more than not enough. That's the way I view a podcast. I'd rather give you more than not enough. And let you, the listener, decide. If I'm doing my job as a podcaster, you shouldn't be looking at the clock. If I'm doing my job as a broadcaster or a podcaster, you should never be looking at the clock. The content should be so interesting, so compelling, so fun, so entertaining, so informative that you're captivated by this conversation that I'm having with someone else or with you right now. If you're looking at the clock and you're waiting for it to get done so that you could put a checklist over it, well, that doesn't seem to be something you're doing for the enjoyment of it. One of the comments that this person made is that they like it to be an hour so they could get it done. And my response was, if you have to listen to get it done, it sounds more like a chore than an enjoyable experience. I'm hopefully creating something in my mind that's an enjoyable experience that you look forward to every week. And I make a joke, and I've made this joke many times. All I ask for is 1 hour a week. Out of all the things you're doing, all I'm asking for is 1 hour. Well, every so often, I might ask for an hour and 10 minutes. And depending on the topic and where the conversation's going and how well it's flowing and the amount that we have on a topic, yeah, sometimes it may even go an hour and a half, or in the case of the last podcast I did, it may even go an hour and 45 minutes. I make no excuses for that podcast at all. I thought it was a fun podcast. I thought it was informative. I thought it was entertaining. I thought there were some really good points. And in fact, some of the best points that came out did not come out until after the 1 hour time. Now, for some people, that's too long. In my view, I'm so glad I went longer than an hour, because something came up which sparked an idea and a thought and another part of the conversation that was valuable and entertaining. And it didn't, and it wasn't confined by some arbitrary clock. Nobody says a podcast has to be an hour. If in your schedule and in your attention span and in your life balance, a podcast is supposed to be an hour, then you're more than free to stop listening to a specific podcast after an hour or a half hour, 10 minutes. But I don't think as a podcaster that I necessarily have to be bound by this arbitrary hour rule. I will play by it for the most part, but I also believe in the freedom of the podcast. Just as you are free to shut it off and or listen to it anytime you want, I think that I should also have that same freedom to be able to go past an hour, which, as I said before, I had no voice, no vote in saying that podcast is supposed to be an hour. And if there's something interesting and fun going on, I'm not going to stop it for the sake of stopping it. I'm going to continue to explore and see where it goes next. If you want to shut it off, that's your choice. That's your freedom. Just like it's my freedom to go past that hour if I feel like something good and interesting is going on and not worry about it. That's the freedom of the podcast. That's what supposedly attracts you, the listener. And I know that's what attracts me, the podcaster. I don't know where this hour came from. And I don't think that art necessarily should have restrictions on it. You can look at a TV show. They have, an hour show, right? So with commercials, it's probably 46, 47, 48 minutes. When you're watching most shows, right, and you're really into it, if it's a self-contained 1 hour show, when it's about 30, when it's about going on for about 40 minutes, you know that, well, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I know it's going to have to start to wind down because they got to get done in another 10 minutes. Well, I think that's artistically kind of stifling. And from the viewer, don't you feel a little cheated? Like, wow, I've been really compelled by this, and now, my gosh, did they have to wrap that thing up fast? Because they only had so much time. Here, we don't have to wrap it up. We can explore it if it's going well. That's the freedom of it. That should be the fun, not only from my standpoint, but from your standpoint. You know, how long is too long? That's the question. Is a podcast too long if it's more than an hour? Obviously, this person believes it is. And that's their choice. And that's what's so great about it. You can shut it off. But how long is a movie supposed to be, for instance? A theatrical movie. Most movies are about 90 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes. Then there's some movies that go 2 hours. And then, God forbid, there's a movie that goes 2.5 hours. And oh my gosh, some movies go 3 hours. And a movie that just came out several months ago by one of the greatest directors of all time, Martin Scorsese, The Irishman, which got 10 nominations at the Academy Awards, was 3.5 hours long. And Martin Scorsese made no excuses for that. And Robert De Niro, who was in the movie and who produced it, when asked about the length of the film, because we are in a world today where people's attention spans are shorter and their schedules are more busy and everybody's going quicker and quicker and quicker. And what Robert De Niro said about Martin Scorsese's film and the length of The Irishman was, that's how long Martin felt he needed to tell his story. Now, a lot of people said, oh, well, you could have cut this out and you could have cut that out. I could have cut an hour out of that movie. Doesn't matter what you wanted to cut out of it. Martin Scorsese, the artist, decided that he needed 3.5 hours to tell that story in the way he wanted to tell it. It's your choice whether you want to watch it or not. So he gives you that freedom. So you must afford him the freedom to say, this is how long it takes me to tell this story. So often, we will see that. There is a movie in the 80s called Once Upon a Time in America. Once again, interestingly enough, Robert De Niro in that movie too. The original running time was almost 4 hours long. 4 hours long. And it was a sprawling gangster epic in the early, 20s or so, with a lot of different characters, a lot of different subplots, tangled storylines. Joe Pesci was in it too, interestingly enough. One of his first movies. The 4 hour, well, when this came out, 3.5 to 4 hours, whatever it was, the running time. The theaters and the studio said, well, we can't show that. You have to edit this. We need to get as many, no one's going to want to sit through it, and B, we want to show the movie as many times we want in terms of make money from it. And the director did not want to edit it because, once again, he felt this is what he needed. This is how much time he needed to tell the full impact of this story. That's how much time it needed. So the studio, because a lot of times the director has final cut, they call it, and sometimes the studio does. They took control of it, and they cut the movie into 1.5 hours because that's more palpable in the studio's mind. The theater owners said, well, that's good because we can show it 3 times as opposed to 1. Interestingly enough, in that year, I'm not sure what year it was, 84, 83, 85, something like that, the late film critic Gene Siskel, in a great move here to show his disgust with what the studio did to that film. In his favorite movies of the year, he picked Once Upon a Time in America, the director's version, the full 3.5 to 4 hour version, as the best picture of the year. And as the worst picture of the year, he picked Once Upon a Time in America in the studio's shortened version to show that how they desecrated that film by making it shorter and taking away the artistic freedom that the director wanted in how he told his story. Because of some arbitrary thought that people won't sit and watch a movie that's that long. Well, that's the audience's choice. Some of the best movies ever made, The Godfather, the original Godfather, is 3 hours long. I don't know. When you watch The Godfather, are you watching the clock at all? There's not a wasted scene in that movie. And it's 3 hours long. And you're compelled from beginning to end. Now, if you say, I don't like to see any movie that's over an hour and a half, well, then you wouldn't even have known if Vito Corleone dies or not after an hour and a half. The first hour and a half is when the action and the plot is just being laid out. It's the last hour and a half where everything comes to fruition. But if you say, I don't like to listen to anything more than or watch a movie for anything more than 90 minutes, an hour and a half, well, then you missed the best part of the movie. Godfather Part 2 is 3.5 hours. It's got flashbacks to the past, as well as intertwined with the current thing, the current, and how it influenced the past and influenced the present. It's a beautiful, compelling work of filmmaking. Intertwining the two characters in the past and the present. It's a work of art. But if you say, I don't like a movie that's longer than an hour and a half, well, then 2 hours of The Godfather Part Two in your world is on the cutting room floor. Your choice. You could shut it off after an hour and a half, but you're going to miss the best parts. Now, I am not comparing my podcast to The Godfather or The Godfather Part 2, but what I am comparing it is, it takes as long as it takes. Yes, I try to make the podcast an hour long because that's accepted, but I'm also not afraid to go past that hour by 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or, God forbid, 45 minutes. If it's too long for you, I respect that. And if you want to turn it off, turn it off. You may miss some good stuff, but if that's your view, more power to you. But I believe that because the podcast offers this freedom on both sides, for the podcaster and the listener, that gives me a little creative license to go past that hour if I feel like something has really been fun and really interesting and I want to continue this conversation. I don't want to stop it just for the sake of stopping it. I don't want to get it done just to get it done. If that's the way you listen to a podcast, once again, that's your choice. That I have nothing against that, but it's a shame that you're so tied into a certain time that you don't or can't go any longer. I'm sorry, you're going to miss some good stuff, perhaps. Maybe you won't. But I these podcasts, from my standpoint, are completely unscripted. I don't have a script here. When I'm talking to somebody, I don't have a script. We haven't talked about anything beforehand except here's our topic. They are recorded. They are never stopped. They are never edited. They are recorded in real time. And sometimes they come in at an hour. And for those few occasions when they go past an hour, even sometimes an hour and 45 minutes, well, then that's how long that topic on that day took. Maybe that same topic on another day would have ended in 40 minutes because no fun or original thoughts or ideas were coming out that day. But when I was recording the last podcast, talking about the Oscars with Emily Armonetti. I thought there was a lot of fun and interesting and informative stuff being talked about, and so I let it run its course, and I make no excuses for that. Just as you need to give me no excuses for shutting it off after an hour. Once again, it's a dialogue. It's a two-way street. You are free to not listen to me anytime you want. But the podcast offers me the ability to talk to you as long as I want. And hopefully, we're on the same page most of the time. I'm always going to give you more. I don't charge you for this. You know, if I charged people for this podcast, then I might be a little more, concerned, or I would say, well, you know what? If someone's paying for this, then they are giving me something in return. And so I do feel the obligation, maybe that's the word. I would maybe feel the obligation to say, well, then if they're paying for this and most people think it's an hour, you know, that a podcast should be an hour, and they're giving me some money for that, then I will create it to make it most convenient for them because they are offering me money in return for that. I would feel that obligation. But this is free. At the end of the day, I'm doing this because it's fun, because I enjoy it. I'm not getting paid by anybody for this. I do this for you. And for me. That's it. So, if I want to go over an hour, I'm going to go over an hour. If you don't want to listen to it after an hour, if you think no podcast should be longer than an hour, then shut me off after an hour. Shut me off after 45 minutes. Or don't listen at all. It's your choice. That's what's so great about it. But I'm doing this because I enjoy doing it, because I enjoy communicating with people that like to hear what I have to say. I do this on a weekly basis and have been for 4 years. I don't believe I've missed a week. I do this to keep my abilities sharp, my talents sharp, to keep nurturing and growing my audience, keep communicating to you, to keep creating content, ultimately in the hopes that I could get another full-time radio job. That's why I do this. I do this for the fun of it and for an end goal of hopefully staying sharp and being interesting and compelling, that maybe a radio station will listen to it and want to hire me on a full-time basis so I can talk to you live like I did for many years. Hopefully that happens. If it doesn't happen, at the very least, I know that I'm having a fun time doing this and sharing and talking with you. And if a certain topic that I'm talking about takes an hour, great. If it takes an hour and 5 minutes, or an hour and 20 minutes, or an hour and 45 minutes, well, then that's what it takes. I hope you could stay with me the whole time and see it through. I hope you are compelled enough and interested enough and entertained enough that you're not looking at the clock, that you're not looking at it to get it done, but you're coming here because it's something that you want to listen to for as long as it goes. That's my goal. I'm talking about it for as long as it takes. Whatever that topic is, I hope you'll listen. And stay with me and join me in my own discovery. There's sometimes I'm talking about something, and at the last second I think of something that I'm like, wow, that was the best part of it, and I never even had that in my mind before I sat when I first hit the record button. But thankfully, as I continued to talk and different thoughts came in my mind, the best one happened at the 1 minute and 1 hour and 2 minute point. I'm just happy it happened. I'm not looking at the clock. Hopefully you aren't. If an hour is the most you can listen to, I hope within that hour I give you as much compelling content that makes you want to come back the next week. I can't promise you that you're not going to miss some cool stuff and some fun stuff, and maybe you won't. That's the chance we take with any kind of creative project. And like I said, this thing is off the cuff. I have a general idea of what I want to talk about and the topics I want to talk about, but suddenly, and you'll notice, I'll sometimes go off topic because suddenly something strikes me, and then I come back and I try to tie it all together. I'm able to do that because the podcast provides the freedom for me to do that, just as it gives you the freedom to listen whenever you want, to listen in segments if you want, or to not listen at all. How long is too long for a podcast? In my view, a podcast takes as long as it takes. I hope you keep listening for as long as you want. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Don't forget, every Monday a new episode is posted at WGNplus.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and pass the word to all your friends and fellow podcast listeners that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Hope you enjoyed episode number 196. I sure did. And I think I got in under an hour. I'm Jim Tirano. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun, for as long as fun takes. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, from the end of the web to your screen.